I mean, I think there's the truth is usually somewhere in the middle. So, you know, our rhythm might not have been great. If it was, I mean, what, I don't know why we'd harp on it, you know.
Were you doing the things that you wanted to do on offense?
I thought a big part of our offensive issues were we missed open shots. You know, we had some open three-point looks that we didn't make. Which only fueled their ability to zone up on defense and make it difficult for us, which is what they're really good at. So, you know, by missing those open shots that I think we got to knock down, you know, it almost plays into their hands a little bit. And then, you know, they're able to sit back in that big long zone and make it difficult for us.
Steve, in light of the recent improvement you guys have made on defense, how much does it disappoint you to see 128 points by the Lakers, 58% shooting?
You know what? To be honest, it's, again, somewhere in the middle. You know, you look at Kobe Bryant, he had 40 points. I don't think we gave him any easy buckets. He didn't get to the line a lot. He didn't get many layups or dunks. You know, he made a lot of tough long-range shots and a lot of mid-range shots where he had to make two or three moves. So, you know, you tip your hat to that type of performance. You know, I thought Odom made some shots. Artest made some perimeter shots that, you know, we were kind of going into the game saying, hey, we'll live with some of that stuff to try to take away. You know, their length inside. On the other hand, you know, we're always going to be disappointed that we gave up some transition buckets, we gave up too many offensive rebounds, too many points in the paint. So, you know, like I said, we want to get better defensively, and we'll be disappointed at some of the things. But truth be told, there's not much defense for what Kobe did last night.
Is it easier to make adjustments after losing a game like you did last night compared to maybe losing a close shave?
That's a good question. Maybe just because, you know, there's gotta be a pretty glaring, need for improvement. So, you know, I think everyone's going to take a deep look at themselves and our team and hopefully that'll, you know, bring out the improvement we're looking for.
What do you think the difference has been with this team since January, not losing back-to-back games? I mean, what's made you guys so resilient?
You know, I think we got resilient guys. You know, we got a tough group of guys. You know, we always bounce back. You know, we stick together, and I think that's important. We got guys that all buy in and are sacrificing for one another. And when the going gets tough, you need that. You can't have guys questioning or splintering. And so our group's been really good at sticking together regardless of the outcome of games.
How do you feel with Robin out there? Is there any sense of, you know, readjusting to having?
I thought it was great. You know, I was blown away by his ability and what he was able to give us. I was a little bit worried for him, and I thought our rhythm was pretty good with him, and he was, I thought, considering everything, outstanding.
Steve, I know you guys have to make some tactical adjustments. Where do you have to go emotionally as a team?
Yeah, I mean, I think we got to be at our best. It's emotional, mental, physical. We got to be at our best. To win on this floor, you know, We got to play outstanding basketball in all facets. So emotionally, we got to be strong. I think the emotion is there as far as energy, but we got to be strong. And you got to not break. And you got to have that will to come up with plays when they're kind of 50-50 or maybe not in your favor. You got to find a way to come up with those loose balls or knock down that shot. We got to draw a lot out of ourselves, and we're going to win on the road here.
Steve, do you think in a sense some of that was missing last night?
I don't know if it was missing. I think we can improve on it, and you know. But you know, as the game is going on, you know, it's hard to necessarily say you're not trying your hardest. I thought guys were trying hard, but we got to be maybe a little bit more ready for some of the things that we didn't expect. I think also some of the things that we game planned for that we, you know, we did well, they still made shots. You know, Kobe didn't get a lot of free throws, didn't get a lot of dunks. He made a lot of tough perimeter shots and a lot of long ones at that. So same with Odom, same with Artest. You know, they all made some jump shots. And we want to cut down on, you know, transition, easy opportunities, offensive rebounds. But you know, some of those things you just got to tip your hat to. They played a really great game last night.
They were saying last night that they don't count on you guys missing some of those shots that you didn't get last night. On the same token, do you not count on them making necessarily some of those hard shots?
Well, I mean, you got to look more to the what percentages does the team normally shoot, and they're going to be somewhere in there, unless somebody just has an awful series. So, you know, we expect to shoot a little better, but I thought our shooting percentage wasn't terrible last night. It was just probably timely. You know, we missed open shots that really would have helped our offense find a rhythm, you know, pulled them a little bit out of that kind of zoning it up with their big guys that they're so good at. So, yeah, you know, we just missed some open threes that I think are really important for our spacing. So, you know, that hurt us. And they were outstanding. They, you know, if they shoot like that every night, you know, we're going to have to play near perfect to win.
They have the best three-point defense in the league. What is it that they do that makes it so difficult?
Well, I think they are so long inside that it allows guys to extend, allows guys to take a chance on a three-point shooter. They can really run at him and know that all those big guys are back in the paint. You know, whereas most teams got to be conservative. You know, we don't want to just fly by guys and let them attack the paint because we're not as big as they are. So I think that, that allows them to really, you know, make it difficult for teams to just set their feet and shoot threes.
Do you feel like you're getting the shots that you want with the way they're covering?
Well, I mean, no, I'd like to get 25 elbow jumpers, but, you know, at the same time, we always want more, but at the same time, you know, I shot 50%, I maybe missed a couple I would have liked to have made, but, you know, it's kind of a little bit like the stock market. You know, you can't get too psycho about how many shots you get or what percentage you shoot. You got to just have confidence in who you are, what you do, and go out there. And the only thing you can do is be a little more aggressive and a little more determined and a little more aware because you've already faced them once.
Did you hear any of those people in the crowd last night chanting, "We want Boston by any chance?"
I did hear that. So does the league.
do you believe that maybe a lot of people may have shut the book on you guys after one game after what they saw last night?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people shut the book on us before last night. So I think they saw what they expected last night, and it's our job to find a way to overcome that and put some belief back in the buildings and in people and put some doubt in their mind.
I think that was "We Want Tacos."
No, I was right there, man. "We want Boston."
Yeah, I think there was both.
They're not getting tacos against the Suns. Under 100. That's not happening this series.
Are you glad that you had those that week off for your eye and for Robin?
No, you know, I'm glad for Robin. For me personally, it didn't matter. You know, to be honest, we're not used to having that much time off, so it's not easy for us. But it was the same for everyone, and if it gave us a chance to have Robin back, we'll take it.
Thank you, Steve.
Is it hard to get your pace going?